Unalaska's Parks, Culture, and Recreation Center held its first ever virtual summer solstice run this year. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, many of the PCR's events this spring and summer have been either canceled or drastically changed to adhere to local and statewide health mandates. The summer solstice run, which would normally happen in just a few hours, took place over the span of a week, and participants were asked to submit proof of time and participation virtually.
Ready?
It's definitely a different experience not having a bunch of people lining up at the start line with you. And as far as a race, we'll see. I know it's a lot easier when you've got people in front of you kind of running after them, and people behind you, they're trying not to let them pass you. So you don't really have that. I'll just be running against the time on my watch. But we're all learning to kind of adapt the things that we do to all of these COVID restrictions.
That was Albert Burnham, recreation manager at Unalaska's PCR. This is his first chance to actually participate in the summer solstice run, as he is normally working the event along with other PCR staff members. While the race usually takes place in one day, participants this year were asked to complete the 2-mile course anytime between June 15th and 21st. The run began at Carl E. Moses Boat Harbor, and the course trailed alongside Bunker Hill, then back to the starting point. In place of the usual PCR staff handing out waters and snacks at the finish line and turnaround points, signs were posted to help runners navigate the course. And in order to be eligible to place and receive a medal, participants were asked to virtually submit tracking data and a map that verified their time and course. According to PCR Sports Recreation Coordinator Chris DeGero, 16 participants signed up for the race, and of those, 6 provided the proper documentation to be considered as award recipients. DeGero says this race has been particularly difficult. While the turnout wasn't terrible in comparison to earlier races this year or years past, he says the lack of interaction with community members due to COVID-19 restrictions made advertising particularly challenging.
It's always going to be a challenge to do a race like this virtually. And I think it's because, one, not many people tend to hear about it. One thing I really wish I was able to do was advertise this much further in advance. But the problem with doing that is we didn't know what was going to be happening. We didn't know if the city was going to have something to say about it. We didn't know what the COVID restrictions were going to be. And then I only had maybe like a few days to kind of advertise for a week-long thing.
Despite the difficulty of holding a race during a pandemic, DeGero looks forward to planning more sports events this summer, hoping that since Unalaska is opening up, there will be more time to get the word out to community members about upcoming programs. The fastest adult male time for the 2-mile race was 19 minutes and 48 seconds, while the fastest adult female time was 24 minutes and 42 seconds. The winner of the teen girl category ran the race in 21 minutes and 42 seconds, and the fastest youth girl time was 25 minutes and 42 seconds. The PCR's next race is the Ballyhoo Mountain Run, which is set to take place later in July.